Today is Friday, February 26, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I actually am finished for the week at work. I'm not really completely finished for the week. I do have a couple of things that I still have to do, and it's mainly I need to look through my to-do list and my emails and see if there was any people that I haven't followed up with on various customer meetings and stuff like that that I've had, so that I can email them and just let them know, hey, I'm going to be out on vacation, but I'll follow up with you when I get back if you need anything before then, you know, and give them contacts of people that they can actually reach out to while I'm gone. So I've got to kind of go through my list of people that I've been in communication with and my to-do items and make sure there was nothing that has to be done. But oh my gosh, today I had 12 meetings all in one day. Yesterday, I probably had about 10 meetings. And so many meetings. And I had my evaluation today, finally. So I know I was telling you guys yesterday about the bonus structure with Walmart. So there's, and it's so complicated, especially to explain. But the bonus system is this. You can get a maximum of X percentage of your salary. And they tell you that it's in your job description. It's not in your job description, but it's in your, when you sign paperwork or whatever, when you start employment, they say, okay, this is your eligibility for bonus. That is then predicated by how well the company does for the year. Now they've added performance evaluation to that. So I start off at a certain percentage of my salary. And let's say 30% of my salary. So if we met every single target that they could possibly meet, that means I would get 30% of my salary as a bonus. All one time, big time. And then they take into account, now they've added your performance evaluation. So your performance evaluation, if you get a solid performer, you can get 100% of that, which means you get the total 30%. If you get below a solid performer, they bump it down. And if you get the bottom rating, you get nothing, basically. And then it's a 1 to 5 scale, so solid performer is a 3. If you get a 4, this I don't know because I haven't gotten above a 3 recently in the past couple of years. But if you get a 4 or a 5, I think you can get above that number. But the good news this year was that Walmart, we got 125% of target, which means I would get 100% plus an additional 25%. So, you know, if I were 30% of my salary, I can't do the math, but whatever that would be, an extra 25% of my salary. So whatever, you know, whatever that would be, not an extra 25%, 125% of that. I don't know. Oh my gosh. It's so confusing. But what I was worried about is my evaluation, which was today. And so today I went in, even if they're good, I hate evaluations. I just don't like them. I don't like sitting there for 30 minutes to an hour and talking a bunch of bullshit about how I did. Because it's basically like, how much did you kiss the ass of your manager or other people all year long? I don't know. It's just like, whatever. I do my job, but I want to. And the other thing is, I really am a people pleaser. And if there's any negative at all, it makes me feel horrible because I really want to do well. And my first, you know, I've worked at Walmart for 10 years now. My first 8 years, 7 or 8 years, I exceeded every year. I got promotions, I got raises, and now I've kind of bumped up on this ceiling where I moved out of QA. I've been doing jobs that I am new to, but I'm already at a high enough level that I'm being evaluated with other people who've been doing those same jobs for years. So I'm a product owner now, and I've only been doing that for a year, but I'm being rated against other product owners that have been doing it for a long time. So anyway, it's not easy to get an exceed or above when it's something that I'm brand new at. And of course, your managers are like, what can we do to get you promoted? And so I was worried about it, and I went in, and it was, I got a 3. I got a solid performer, meets expectations, and they were very complimentary. They said, everyone loves you. You do a great job. You're very detailed oriented. Everything. And they said, but what we need you to do is really to get to that next level is we need you to get better at the overall vision and telling the story and being more of a leader. You do your job, you get in there, you're very detail oriented, you do all that, but we need you to go up a level. We need you to up level and get better at presenting that story, so that you get buy-in from senior management and all that kind of stuff. So it's like all this bullshit stuff. But anyway, regardless, I'm taking a product owner course starting next week. So hopefully that'll just teach me everything. But the good news is, because I got solid performer, I'm getting 100% of my bonus. And I had made all these spreadsheets and everything, and I kind of have an idea of what I'm getting. So I'm happy. So because of that, because I'm getting 100% of my bonus, I'm going to buy myself a present, maybe a couple of presents. When I get a bonus every year, I normally spend a little bit of the bonus on frivolous technology stuff. A camera, a new mixer, an iPad, a laptop, whatever the case may be, video stuff. Audio equipment, a new microphone, like whatever. So I'm going to be looking around and looking and see what, I've got money burning a hole in my pocket now, and I won't spend a lot of the money. I mean, most of the money I will put into savings. And eventually when we take a vacation, part of it'll probably go to that. But a lot of it'll go into savings. And also, we do have some house things that we are going to be doing, and that money will help with that. We need to plant trees in the backyard. We need to increase the size of our patio outside. And I guess those are all kind of fun things as well, because they're improving the house. But the thing about those is they will theoretically increase the value of the home if we do the right things. Making the landscape better, especially with permanent things like trees, expanding the size of the patio, maybe putting in a pergola, a little bit of a shade over that patio, something like that. All of those things I think will help. We're also considering putting French doors in the master bedroom leading out onto the new patio that we're going to have built. I'm considering that. I'd mentioned it to Mark because Mark loves a balcony, and we don't really have a place to put a balcony, but I said, well, we could at least put doors looking out, onto the patio and put some nice plants out there and stuff like that. And of course, I still want a hot tub. So that's another thing that is kind of a frivolous purchase. So I don't know, if that could be my frivolous bonus purchase is a hot tub, but that's really expensive though. But I was going to buy a hot tub last year, and I didn't. So, because the hot tub company, because of COVID, was so backed up, and we also couldn't find anyone to increase the size of our patio last year. So, if we can get the patio increased, the size of that increased, then we can look at possibly doing a hot tub. I kind of wanted a pool, but I don't know. I think I'm just going to stick with hot tub. I don't know. But Kathy Bacon is like, oh, well, you need to get a salt water hot tub if you get one. And it seems the only way to really do that is if I go to an actual pool and spa store and tell them, hey, I want the salt water kit. When I've looked online, I can't find a hot tub that says salt water kit included. And I know, 1% problems, right? So I don't know what we're going to do, but I do know we're going to do some things like the patio and trees and some stuff like that. And that'll take a, you know, that'll take a little bit of money as well. So there's always plenty of places to spend money for sure. But I'm happy. I got 100% and they gave me some constructive criticism and I think I have a good plan on how to proceed this year and do better. And I think all is well. I'm getting ready to go on this exciting snow ski trip. We have to do a lot of packing tomorrow. We haven't done any packing yet. And we have to go to the store and buy toiletries, the travel size toiletries. And we have to also take the dog to the boarding place tomorrow because they're not open on Sunday morning. And then pretty much that we're going to be heading out to Idaho on Sunday. So like I said, I am going to be on break next week. So I hope I don't lose you guys. I don't want to lose any listeners, but I promise I'll be back the following Monday with exciting stories of snow skiing. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys in about a week. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.